This is the American Forest Institute program on campus, and I am John Witherspoon. Today we'll be talking about a subject that should be of interest to young people everywhere, and that is the significance of the forest lands of our country. And we are blessed with forest lands in the United States. In the eastern 33 states of these United States, some 62% of all of the wood that is cut in the country is produced in that area. And three-fourths of the forests that are turned into products do come from the lands of owners, individuals, and people other than the federal government, which is surprising to many people. We have two experts with us on campus today. They are both professional foresters. They come from different parts of the country, and the things that they do have much in common, but yet they have differences. The first of these is Bob Hollowell of Pearson Hollowell Company, Incorporated of Indianapolis, Indiana, a company founded in 1917 by Bob's father. Bob is a forestry graduate from Purdue, and I'd like to open up this discussion to ask Bob what he thinks of the long-term outlook for the growth of forests in the Midwest that you represent.
Well, the hardwood farm woodlots and the hardwood forests of the Midwest are principally privately owned farm woodlots. Have a wonderful future. Of course, they supply a great deal of the fine hardwoods for cabinet wood, for home furnishings, for wall paneling, musical instruments, for television and stereo cabinets. We have hardwood foresters throughout our Midwestern area who supply advice to the private landowners, and although the land ownership pattern has changed, I believe we have a great future ahead of us in both the growing of hardwood timber in the Midwest and in the supplying of services to advise the landowners on how to accomplish this job. We, our own company, has established four demonstration woodlot areas where we are doing experimental plantation work on some marginal farm cropland area to try to test means of encouraging the planting as well as timber stand improvement work in walnut. All this, of course, we're trying to couple with improving the scenic beauty and environmental values of Midwestern hardwood areas. We have competition not only from recreational demands in our area, but the competition for additional farm production in the Midwest is still an important factor, whereas in some areas of the country, farmland may be reverting to back to forest purposes. Why, that trend hasn't set in our area yet.
Well, we can move from that interesting aspect of forest management in this country to a little colder climate. The area known as the Adirondacks of Upper New York State, and representing that part of this country, we have with us Mr. John Stock of the Litchfield Park Corporation at Tupper Lake, high in the Adirondacks. And John, I wondered if he would comment for us on the way he sees the outlook for the forest owner.
Well, our company has been practicing some kind of forest management actually since 1893, and we are definitely in it for the long haul. But it's really unknown to most people, John, that New York State, for instance, which is thought of as an urbanized state, there's over 50% of its land areas in forest. Massachusetts, which is also thought of as an urbanized state, over 50% of its area is in forests. And these forests, most of them are being managed for one or more objectives. And because our area is probably more urbanized and is catering to the needs of many more people than Bob's area is, we have to look a lot longer at the recreational aspects and at the environmental aspects of everything that we do. Just because we have millions of people within 3 hours, 6 hours drive of our forest. But we have tried to turn it to a benefit. We believe in multiple use forestry to the fullest extent of the phrase. And we are not only growing timber, we feel that we are growing opportunities for people to indulge in outdoor recreation. Hiking, fishing, hunting, snowmobiling fits in good with some of our plans. Just plain driving through the woods. There are many areas that we work in besides just growing trees. Sometimes I think the tree growing is almost a sideline.
May I ask, John, do you feel that your forests are producing more, or are you, let me put it this way, are you growing more than is being cut from your forest?
Definitely we are growing more. We are on a rotation where we are actually cutting on any acre of our forest land every 15 years. We are a tree farm, and we like to operate it as a real farm, only instead of planting a crop of corn every year the way the normal farmer does, nature plants a crop of trees for us every 15 years, and we harvest some of these every 15 years, and we intend to do this forever.
We find that in timber stand improvement work, where the beauty of the woodland can be enhanced, the farm woodlot owner will make an investment. But as far as experimental work goes, we're hoping to have within the next 5 years conclusions that will provide both sound economic reasons for investment in certain quality hardwoods, and also give him a keen desire to do the right thing for the land by making it more beautiful and more productive, of a higher value to society in the future.
I haven't heard anybody say anything yet about the wildlife aspect. What about the birds and the bees and the trees? Comment on that for us, will you?
Well, actually, in our particular area, this is a cash crop, because in northern New York and in New England, there are so many more hunters than there is available open land for them to hunt on, that it is relatively easy to lease the hunting and fishing and recreational privileges on your land for enough money to pay the taxes. And this gets into a very involved reasoning. The taxes that are charged on an acre of forest land in many portions of New York State bear no relation to the amount of timber that you can grow on that land. For instance, we have land that we are paying $1 per acre per year in taxes on, and yet we can only grow 35 cents worth of timber on that acre. So obviously, if we are going to stay in business, we have to get some additional income from that acre of land from some other source. And the best source we have found so far is the recreational source.
Well, what about the management of the forest itself and what it does either for or to the growth of wildlife, the growth of deer and other game, birds, and this sort of thing? We hear sometimes some people express the opinion that if you cut trees, why, you run off all of the wildlife and they have nowhere to make their homes, they have no place to get food. Is this correct?
This is probably about as incorrect an idea as people have, although many of them have it. Back before the white man came to this country, the Indian realized this, although he wasn't in any sense a professional game manager or forester. And he used wildfire, that is, lightning fires, to clear areas of land so there would be something for the deer and the wildlife to feed on. Because in a virgin forest or in a mature old-growth forest, where the crown cover is completely closed and is very, very shady, there is none of the younger growth available for deer or other animals to feed on. So in a managed forest where you are opening up holes and you are opening up areas, there's a place for deer and the other animals to feed, and it makes it much better hunting. Figures as far as deer harvest go on mature forests as against managed, young, vigorous growing forests show this very well. For instance, in areas where there's never been any cutting, you may have a harvest of 1.2 deer per 1,000 acres, and in a well-managed forest, you may have a harvest of 8.5, 9 deer per 1,000 acres. And these are just figures that are easily verified. It isn't much argument about it, really.
Bob, I understand that the small owner, and particularly the absentee owner, constitutes part of the opportunity in front of you as a forest industry manager.
Well, we find that more and more existing forest land in our area, and I'm sure this is true elsewhere, the typical owner is a professional man or some individual who lives in an urban area where our population seems to be concentrated and who has a small woodland area which he owns. From an purely economic standpoint, many of them don't wish to consider the investment from the time required to produce an economic timber gain. They have many more feelings which are basically related to wanting to keep this land as a spot for their personal recreation and beauty, but they are also interested in timberland production, provided that we can get to them the message on the means to do this timberland management. It's been one of the particular problems of the ownership pattern, which has changed from the resident farm owner to the owner who lives in some urban area.
It occurs to me that if an absentee owner is trying to manage or is interested in being a good steward of his forest property, is it possible that he is concerned about the effect of management on the forest environment? Is this a word that means something to him these days? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think environment has become quite a popular term to everybody, although possibly it means different things to different people. And I think these multitudes of small forest landowners, and in New York there are 250,000 of them that own areas of 100 acres, 125 acres, or probably even less. They are very concerned with what they are doing about the environment. They are very concerned about their forest land adding something to the total environment, maybe helping combat pollution in some way, although they don't really know just how it is doing it. They have the feeling that it is good and they ought to do what is right, and they would like to know what is right if somebody could just get to them with a message.
It's true that a healthy growing forest, properly managed, provides enough oxygen in taking carbon dioxide from the air and producing oxygen in the growth process to provide this oxygen for 18 people. This is certainly a great added benefit to the pollution problem that we hear so much about today. In addition, the forest provides recreational activities for many people who would otherwise be unable in an urban area to participate in outdoor activities. This is particularly true in the eastern United States, where we don't have as many public land areas, national parks, and other large areas that are available for recreation.
Then it seems to me what I hear you saying is that the well-managed forest serves as something of a vacuum cleaner for the atmosphere. Is that about a fair statement to make?
Both for the atmosphere and for the mind itself, which is cluttered by many things in our modern technological society.
Well, I knew if we got foresters talking about this enough in depth, we would come up with some pretty philosophical statements. This has been the American Forest Institute program on campus, and we are happy to have been on your campus today.